Have you been on America? Just you and your idol, simple sense of life.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Wow, this feels really weird. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday?
Normally, I'm on middays during the week.
And normally, I'm on Fridays at 1.
So you know what? It's a special treat. It is a Friday and a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Friday and a Saturday. We have a special Oscar program that we aired yesterday that we're going to replay today. The Oscars are tomorrow.
Whoa!
What is happening? And we got to chat with some awesome Oscar nominees who are up for Best Song. A songwriter, Diane Warren, who has written for over 450 artists.
Literally.
And then also for the song Like a Bird from the movie Sing Sing, we have nominees Abraham Alexander and also Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas.
Yep.
They're all popping by.
So wild, right?
Just to say, hey, so we have a show every Friday called Friday and a Friday, and we always start off with a Radiohead song. So because this is an Oscar program, we're going to go into a Radiohead member who has been an Oscar nominee.
Oh!
Who might that be, Jason Friday?
Someone by the name Jonathan Greenwood.
Or Johnny, for short. This is a song, 25 years. He was nominated for this years ago. But let's get into it. It is our special Oscar program. You're welcome, Artist in Residence, is back next week, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
That is Johnny Greenwood and 25 Years. He did the score. That's from the score of The Power of the Dog, which he was nominated for Best Oscar. Did not win, but it was always nice to be nominated. Isn't that right, Jason?
That is correct. When you're nominated,
you win.
You are already the
winner. That's right. Welcome to our Oscar edition of Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Our next guest has written, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of songs, most of them big hits.
Yep.
She's taken it to the bank. I just compiled three songs you might know that this person has written. Let's give them a listen.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, unbreak my heart, say you love me again. I don't wanna close my eyes, I don't wanna fall asleep, cause I miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing.
No big deal. We are, of course, talking about songwriter Diane Warren.
Ooh.
She is our very special guest today. She is nominated for her 16th Oscar.
Crazy.
For Best Original Song. Please, welcome to the program. We are so excited to have you. Diane Warren.
Great to be here. Thanks for wasting some time with me.
Yeah.
Spending your time with me.
Yeah, right. So to date, Diane Warren has written songs for more than 450 recording artists. Also, she has...
Just this year. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just this year.
I'm just kidding.
No big deal. Only 450. Keep going.
There is a documentary that we just watched, Diane Warren Relentless, which is in select theaters. It's also streaming on Masterclass. And we get it. You are constantly writing songs. We do have a special note. Don't effing ask her about her process. So we're going to try and steer clear about that.
I mean, my process is I show up. That's what I always say, because that's really what my process is. I go to work.
Yeah. And you're really a workhorse and have always put in the work. I mean, that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
You say like that you have to have talent, but you also have the work ethic that you have. Yeah. Where do you think you got that work ethic from?
I mean, I'm born with it probably, you know. Sometimes I think it's like almost like an immigrant gene. You know, and the immigrants, you know, my mom's side of the family were Jewish, you know, escaped the pogroms in Russia, you know.
Sure.
Back in the day, way last century. I just think that people, you know, that mentality, you come here and you make something of yourself. It's America, right? So it's maybe in my blood. So I've always wanted to, you know, make something of myself and put in the work to do it.
And here you are now. You made it onto our program Friday on a Friday.
Yeah.
This is some big doings for
that's
you.
That's a big thing. Thanks. Almost as good as the Oscar.
Right?
That's close.
Okay, you are up for original song for The Journey, by her for the six from the movie The 6888, directed by Tyler Perry. Okay, this is your 16th
song by her.
Yes, their 16th Oscar nomination. You have not won so far. You're the most nominated artist that has not won. How is the vibe from year to year? Like, how are you feeling right now?
You know, sometimes I'm more hopeful than others. This year, I'm definitely more hopeful this year. So I think this is really probably, I think it's the best song I ever wrote for a movie and one of the best songs I ever wrote. And it's really resonating with a lot of people. I mean, I just, you know, the SAG Awards used it in their In Memoriam, you know, and it was just so powerful. So you see that song can be used in so many ways. And I don't know, I just feel like this one's really special and you never know what's going to happen. I'm just happy to be, you know, I'm happy to be in the game. You know, it's not easy to get nominated. You know,
it's not
easy to be this only five songs, right? So if you're in a really, you know, I wasn't a popular kid, you know, I was like bullied and stuff. And as you see in the documentary and, you know, here I am, I get to be among, you know, the coolest party in the world. I get to go to the Oscars, you know, too bad the songs aren't being performed. You know, that's kind of a drag, but I'm happy to be, you know, I'm so proud of the song. Look, it's, you know, not easy to be nominated one time. And, you know, I've been nominated, you know, 16. And you know, I always say the nomination is the win because it really is. You know, it is. You're chosen by your peers and they're the best of the best of film music on the planet.
Sure.
So if you're, you know, it's not the Grammys with all the song categories. There's only one song category with only five songs. And to answer your question, this one feels different. This song feels different. Whatever happens is going to happen.
Yeah.
But the response that I'm getting, this song is just, people just really love it. And there's so much support. And I kind of think, like, I feel like I'm I don't know much about sports. I don't really follow sports, but I'm like the team, you know, that has lost for, you know, basically I've lost for five decades. Let's be real. Right. From the 80s, with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now was my first nomination. So it's like, there's something that, you know, people are really rooting for me. I just, you know.
You do seem like a front runner. I've read some people who do predictions.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, some people are predicting it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You never know, yeah.
You never know. I mean, you know, it would be great. I think I'll faint if it happens, but it'll be great.
It'll be the best faint ever. I mean, after watching the documentary, we were both very, very touched, and we just felt the realness and how in tuned things are. So I don't know if, call it whatever you want, the positivity is there. The vibes are there. So.
I feel that. And I love that the song is The Journey.
I know,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought about that too. Like, of all songs to finally, you know, go the distance, it would be The Journey, because it has been a journey. And, you know, it would be great. But I'm feeling a lot of positivity. I'm feeling people rooting for me, like everywhere. Like, people, I walk in, you know, places and, you know, people saying, "We're rooting for you. Do it, Diane. Do it this
time." Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so hopefully.
That's so great.
Do you have, Jason was, we were talking earlier, do you have any special rituals that you do when you're leading up to the Oscars?
If I should do something different.
Whatever you've been doing for the last however many decades, change it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's tune into this song. It is called The Journey, performed by her. It is from the movie The 6888. We are chatting with Diane Warren. It is Friday and a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through, felt just like the world just turned its back on you. Didn't stop you. All the times you could have given in and given up. Times you didn't know if you were strong enough. Still you got through. Somehow it's all part of the plan. The journey. It's the journey. Go through hell, but still you're gonna make it through. It's the fire that they can't put out inside. It's a hell of a ride. All the times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong, and when you're gone with your heart, you can go farther than you'd ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's a part of a bigger plan. The journey.
Okay, that is The Journey from Her. It is nominated. We're here with Diane Warren. The song, Diane's got her 16th Oscar nomination. You also have a brand new documentary, Diane Warren Relentless, which is...
With a great song in it, too.
Yes, which we're going to play the song.
Let's go number 17.
So watching a documentary, I mean, it's very vulnerable, and you expose a lot about yourself, which seems like
I didn't
something...
expose myself. Nobody would want to see that.
There was that one scene. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
But it was very revealing. I mean, any documentary you watch, a good one, really shows a vulnerable side to you. That Do you think you are in a certain place that you were ready to kind of open up and show yourself more?
Well, you know, I don't know. My friend Risa Shapiro, she's a really good friend of mine, and it was kind of her idea to do this documentary. And I thought, you know, that could be cool. You know, I wasn't the easiest subject because, you know, like they'd be setting up filming, but I'd go, I'll be right back, and I'd go in the other room and work on a song for 3 hours. And I think one of the crew members walked off or something, but I wasn't always easy. But I told Bess, the director, I go, just make it funny, just show my funny side. And, you know, and there's some sad moments, and, you know, my cat, the mouse that I loved so much, I mean, it's still, you know, that was like almost worse than my parents, or just as bad, because I really loved that cat.
Sure.
And, you know, she wanted to use the footage. I kept saying, no, no, no. And then, you know, she talked me into it. And I can't even watch it. I can't even watch that. But, yeah, there's a lot of vulnerable stuff. And then I got to write a song, you know, for that I'm really proud of. And it's starting to resonate. Kesha sings it. It's called Dear Me. And, you know, and I didn't write it just about me. Like, I wrote, you know, it was kind of strange. I'd never written a song for a movie about me. But I wanted the song to be universal, you know. And it's basically, we all wish we could talk to our younger selves. Right. And what we'd say from the writer of Turn Back Time. Right. But if you could just go back and speak to your younger self, what would you say? And it's a very, it's a powerful message. I think everybody can relate to that, whether you're 18 years old talking to your 12-year-old self, or, you know, 80 years old talking to your 50-year-old self, whatever, you know. And that was fun to write. And there's a moment in the movie where I'm singing it, looking in the window of the house I grew up in.
You're standing by the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is so great. Well, let's get into that song right now. It's Kesha, and it is Dear Me, written by Diane Warren, who is with us now. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
If I could write a note to my younger self, here's what I'd say. Everything you're feeling now won't always keep you down. There'll be better days. Dear me, don't worry about it. You're gonna be alright. You'll see. Dear me, it's gonna be alright. But you're gonna get through this. It'll all get better soon. You'll see. Dear me, I know you feel like nobody understands what you're going through. You just wanna run and hide every day, feeling like the whole world's against you.
think you can't do it. But you're gonna get through this. It will all get better.
Okay, that is Kesha singing Dear Me, which is a song written by Diane Warren, who is with us right now. That also appears in this great documentary, which is Diane Warren Relentless, which has all of, not all of them, of course, but a lot of huge artists. Like, you've worked with everybody under the sun. I wondered, is there anybody who's no longer with us that you're like, oh, I wish I could have written a song with that person?
Or for that person.
Yeah.
It's a little late now. They're probably not going to show up. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there probably are, but you know.
Well, I mean, you have so many. I was just going to go over like Cher is in the documentary.
I had two Beatles doing my song when I did that song, wrote that song. Here's the Nights for Ringo. I Paul McCartney and Ringo.
You've lived the dream. You continue to live the dream.
Yeah.
I follow you on Instagram, and I love you posted an article that said that Oscar winners live longer. So you're
yikes. I said, yikes. Help me out, everybody. How do I live? And then that's the song I put on when I added that song to it. My Leanne Lime song.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So watching the documentary, you said that you every day you're just writing songs. So working on a song this morning as well?
Yes, I was. And in fact, you're interrupting me. Bye. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I was right before I got on here. It's actually a really good song, too.
Nice. I love that. So we'll see you in 3 hours then, right? When you're done.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll be right back.
Exactly. No, I won't do that to you.
Okay.
Well, Diane Warren, we really, really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, yeah.
We are crossing our fingers. You're up for your 16th nomination for the Oscars. We'll be watching. And also, everyone, you should watch the documentary Diane Warren Relentless. It's in select theaters, but also streaming on MasterClass. And I mean, watching the documentary, we're like, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. Thank you for taking time being with us.
It's great talking to you guys. All right. See ya.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's play the song she was just talking about. Song I didn't even realize that she wrote, Diane Warren wrote everyone's songs. The song Ringo Starr put out in 2020. Backing vocals on this track include Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Sheryl Crow, and Lenny Kravitz.
So just no big deal, people, right? Yeah.
All right, it is our Oscar special. We were just chatting with Diane Warren. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Here's to falling on your face, getting back up and winning the race. Here's to taking it to extremes, never losing faith in our crazy dreams. Here's to having no fear. Here's to right now, right here. For the stars, hanging out in castles or hanging in the yard. Here's to leaving no foolish deed undone, moving to the beat of our own crazy drum. Here's to living out loud. Here's to right here, right now. Here's to the nights we won't. Forget, may we making memories, making mistakes, taking all the rules and making them break. Here's to us being crazy fools. Here's to me, here's to you. Here's to the nights we walk.
Friends singing Bacha. Here's to the nights. Jason Friday, do you know who wrote that song?
Wait. I saw this on Final Jeopardy last night. Diane Warren. Thank you.
We were just chatting with Diane Warren. She is an Oscar nominee tomorrow for Best Song, her 16th Oscar nomination. She has never won. She is what they call the Susan Lucci of the Oscars. Look that up, kids. Look that up. She got an honorary Oscar,
yes,
for her songwriting, because as we mentioned, she has written for over 450 artists, huge hits. She's written over 1,000 songs. I don't know. It's
something
crazy.
Something crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So this is technically a replay of our program that aired yesterday. Jason, I'm Julie Slater. I do middays here, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. each weekday. And on Fridays, this guy comes on board.
That's right. Jason Fridays, 1 p.m. Friday on a Friday. Hey, oh!
So we have a more chatter with some Oscar nominees. We mentioned Abraham Alexander and also Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas. They wrote a song for the most amazing movie, Sing Sing. We're going to chat with them. Now, this is their first Oscar nomination, which is super exciting. We'll talk to them about how that feels. I want to be an Oscar nominee, just so you know.
Please.
Coming up, though, we're going to play the song that won Best Song Oscar last year. It's on the way as we get back to the music.
Faster.
So keep your feet on the ground and listen to the sound.
Discover public radio in Southern California. Discover 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting Future Islands, playing the House of Blues Anaheim on May 13th. Tickets are available now at livenation.com. Future Islands, House of Blues Anaheim, May 13th.
Seasons change.
Did you know CSUN Giving Day is coming up? Mark your calendars for March 5th and 6th, when the SoCal Sound receives 10 donations at givingday.csun.edu/thesocalsound25. Our generous supporter, Carson Schreiber, will contribute an additional $5,000 to the SoCal Sound. Your donation fuels the music, the artists, and the community you love. But time is limited, so let's make some noise and hit that goal. Help to keep the SoCal Sound on air. Head to givingday.csun.edu/thesocalsound25 now and be one of the 10 to unlock this incredible gift. Donate today and keep the SoCal Sound going strong. Again, that website is givingday.csun.edu/thesocalsound25.
Support comes from Getzman Group, helping SoCal companies for more than 25 years in all areas of finance and accounting with professional staffing solutions. Information at GetzmanGroup.com, GOETZMAN Group.com.
Hi there, my name's Mark or Mookie, either one will do, and no, I don't have a $300 million contract like that other Mookie in town, nor could I hit a 90-mile-an-hour heater, but can that other Mookie guide you through classic alternative hits and feature a bunch of great new music on public radio? I'm not sure. Join me every weekday, 2 to 6 p.m. on the SoCal Sound and the SoCal Sound app.
That was last year's winner for Best Original Song Oscar, and that is Billie Eilish and Phineas. And What Was I Made For? Okay, we are here with Abraham Alexander and Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas. They wrote a song that is nominated, Like a Bird, from the film Sing Sing, nominated for Best Original Song. Lead actor Coleman Domingo is up for Best Actor. The film is up for Best Adapted Screenplay. Welcome aboard, guys.
Woo!
This is quite a week. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are busy to hop on here with us.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you for having us. We love sharing the story, so it's really, really cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And congratulations, you guys won Best Song Written and or Recorded for a Film, Guild of Music Supervisors. You're on a roll.
Good start. Good start to the week. Do you want to see what the trophy looks like?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get it out this box.
Oh, I see. Oh, are you going to wait? Hold on. Are you going to do an unboxing so we can put this on YouTube?
There you go. Oh, that's very cool. Wow.
It's beautiful. This is my first. So I've been taking naps with it.
That is beautiful. Gosh, the glistening.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally looks like heaven is just shining out of there, like,
It does. National light just coming out.
I am sure for you guys, this is your first Oscar nomination. Did you ever think that you'd be in this spot up for an Oscar? I know you probably, Adrian, you've been nominated for Grammys. I know you guys probably think of Grammys, but have you ever thought of Oscars?
I have always wanted to work in film. I just did not imagine myself getting nominated for an Oscar. You know, it's not something I knew was possible. But once we started working on this film, it became something that was kind of swirling around us for all of a sudden. It became a reality, and still just soaking it all in. It's still just a surreal experience.
It really is such a beautiful film. We watched it, and it's great when you don't really read too much about it, and we're watching it, and we're like, oh, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, we're just like, gut. You know, like, I'm upset this isn't nominated. I would vote for this to be Best Picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's really such a great film.
Yeah.
So touching.
Thank you. Thank you for watching it. Thank you.
I do want to give everybody a little synopsis of the film. So Sing Sing tells the story of Divine G, played by Coleman Domingo, a man imprisoned at Sing Sing for a crime he didn't commit, who finds purpose as part of a theater group. Can you guys set us up? Did you get a piece of the film and they're like, hey, write something for this? Was it the final scene? Because that's where your song appears. Or do you watch the whole movie? Like, I wonder how that goes.
Yeah, we got the final sequence for the film and then a mood board. And we were told sort of what the movie is about. And they were looking for just a song. You've seen it's the only song within the film. So you've got the score, incredible score by Bryce Dessner
from the National. That's
great. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, they were looking for just a song that would be played. And we never watched the film. It was just that part, and Adrian sort of what's the word, kind of tapped it out in regards to get the rhythm for it, and then sent me a kick drum and a clap for a snare, and just went to work.
And how about the song comes out when Coleman's character is finally getting released from prison? Like, how, and of course the song is Like a Bird. What kind of imagery did you guys put out there? Who wrote the lyrics for it? Was it Abraham?
Yeah, I did. And well, both did, but we went back and forth and trying to figure out, like, to me, it has to be about the film, right? And essentially we're seeing someone be free. So the way I love to work is I love personifying emotion, and I love personifying moments and giving them characteristics. Yeah, and to me, like, the best thing that I could sort of make of that was a bird. And, you know, the notion that we were created to dream and purpose and to love and to feel. And we've deemed a group of people who are incarcerated as second-class citizens and not worthy of those things, right? And it would be the same of caging a bird. If you cage a bird, you deny it that which it was created to do. And so I feel like that those parallels work so well together. And if I could just sort of touch on both and flow between the parallels, it would make what we're seeing justice. So that was how we wanted to approach the song. And then freaking watching the film, we realized that there are a bunch of birds in the damn film. And we had no idea. Literally, we had no idea like that, and which was so powerful that was already in play.
Abe and I have been talking about how much serendipity and just there was something kind of just divine about how much of this came together. You know, like Abe was saying that, I mean, it's just it was one of those things that was just meant to be, and there was a higher higher force, higher energy, higher power that brought so much of this together. But yeah, like Abe said, we just saw it the other day again, and we've forgotten that there was birds and bird imagery and like stuff in there that people were asking us about. We were like, we had no idea that was in there.
Yeah, we did a Q&A out in Dallas, and they asked us that question, like, did you see the film and like pick the birds that were in the film and wrote about the song, or did you write the song and then they kind of put the birds in there? I was like, I didn't see no birds, man. I just wrote the song.
That's incredible, though, right? Yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I don't know how many more signs there could be for, like, things to come together like that. That's, like, perfect.
They're real. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, truly, truly so special.
Okay, let's play the song. It's Abraham Alexander, Adrian Quesada, from the film Sing Sing, nominated for a Best Original Song. It is Like a Bird on the SoCal Sound. That is the song Like a Bird. That is from the film Sing Sing from Abraham Alexander and also Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas. They are nominated for a best song for the Oscars, which is this weekend. And they're here chatting with us.
And what a beautiful song it is for such a beautiful scene of the movie.
It's kind of wild, too, to think about how many songs are in movies, and there's only five nominated. Now, no pressure, but we've already talked to Diane Warren as well, who is nominated for her 16th. Can you imagine doing this for your 16th time? Do you ever go down a rabbit hole of, like, Googling, what are the chances my song wins? Because there's so many predictions out there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I just want to know if you guys are crazy.
Absolutely,
like me.
Yes. Yeah.
People send us stuff. People have been sending me stuff. There was one that just came out, a Hollywood Reporter guy, I think, that his predictions had our song. And one thing came up, a couple of like Oscars articles have come up in my Google News feed where like I have clicked on them and they've been like anonymous ballads or predictions and stuff like that. But it's a slippery, dark rabbit hole to go down if you really do, you know, at some point. It's not the healthiest thing to like just constantly be, you know, trying to read about the odds. You know, I've heard everything. I've heard we have great odds. I've heard we have no, you know, I've heard it all. We're just happy to be here, and we'll see what happens Sunday. We didn't think we were going to win last Sunday. We had no speech ready, and we all of a sudden were up on stage talking, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. We've got to meet Diane Warren a couple of times now, and lovely, inspiring woman.
Totally.
Shared a lot of wisdom with us.
How to keep your emotions even keeled? How are you guys doing?
Just staying present, you know? I think that, one, I'm so thankful that these past 2 years, you know, released my debut album in 2023. And I was on the road for 8-9 months touring, and, you know, same as 2024. And I look back and it's slight regret of not staying in the moment, and was just like, what's next? Okay, I've got this, I got that interview and this, and not being present and enjoying it. And I think the way I'm grinding is like every single day is what it is. I'm not thinking about the next hour at all, right? It's just truly being present, and that's kind of how I've calmed my nerves. And having Adrian, you know, beside me, who's been nominated for 30 different awards, is pretty special as well. And I feel like he's so class and how he goes about things. And yeah, it's awesome having someone like that in your corner. So
Adrian's like your Calm app.
Yeah, precisely.
It's not bedtime yet. Why are you playing Adrian? Trust me, I need it.
Yeah. Did you have him record some meditation?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's probably like, put down that drink.
Put down the drink and close your eyes.
Enjoy yourself. Don't enjoy yourself too much. It's really neat that, you know, you're an Oscar nominee and you'll always be an Oscar nominee no matter what happens. You got to get involved in this whole fun ride. So I really appreciate you guys coming here and chatting about it. Excited for you. We'll be watching on Sunday. Starts early here in LA at 4:00. Thank you so much, Adrian and Abraham, for popping by.
Thank you so very much.
Awesome.
Thank you all.
Okay, we're running out of time, but let's play some of the clips from the other three songs that are nominated.
Sweet.
Two are from Emilia Perez, and they are written by the same couple. I believe they're a couple, and I'm totally going to pronounce this wrong, Camille Clement Ducal. And there's two songs. One of them is El Mal.
And that is performed by the one and only Zoe Saldana,
who is totally going to win a Best Supporting Actress
100
Oscar, just so you know.
Yes.
Okay, we've got another track from Emilia Perez. This one is performed by
Selena Gomez, and it's called Mi Camino.
Okay, we got one more song to go. This is the OG Elton John, who has already won 2 Oscars. Brandi Carlile also on this song. This is her first Oscar nomination. And the song, Jason?
Never Too Late, from Elton's documentary.
Was never too late to go shoot out the moon.
All right, we're about to wrap things up. This is a special Oscars on a Friday edition of the Friday on a Friday, I almost said podcast, radio show, which is also going to be airing as Artist in Residence, as an Oscar nominee in residence.
Oh, that's fun.
We're getting more airplay, Jason. Is this amazing?
Yes, we're kind of becoming a bigger deal.
Should we talk about who we think is going to win? I don't know if we touch the song of the year because we had some guests on.
Yeah.
I will say that if either of the guests that we had on win, I will be happy about it.
Very.
Let's just move on from there. Okay. Let's hit some of the categories. Actor in a leading role. I think we've talked about this on air. I really want Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I would like to see Timothy too. Adrian, you're amazing. Obviously, you did an incredible job. You always do.
Right. So let's hope for Timothy.
Yep.
Actor in a supporting role. I think it's going 100% to Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
I think we move on from there. Actress in a leading role.
Oh, gosh.
I would be happy if it's either Demi Moore or is it Mikey Madison from Anora?
Yeah, and I agree with that. Look, Demi's put in her time for decades. And
if
Mikey,
she wins, it's going to be a career salute.
Oh, gosh, a huge salute.
Because she's done so much great work and hasn't been awarded for it.
Right.
Actress in a supporting role. I believe it's 100%. I think this is... There's no question.
Yeah.
It's going to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, right?
She's
won every single other award.
I think so. Yes.
All right. Dare we talk about the best pictures? I don't believe in this whole list. I do think, as we talked about earlier, I think Sing Sing should have been on this. If Sing Sing were on this, I would have nominated it.
Yep.
Of all these, maybe The Brutalist, but it's also brutally like 3 or 4 hours long.
I was into all of them and for different reasons.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
Substance, Wicked, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, Emilia Perez, Dune Part 2, which we didn't see.
Right.
Conclave, which might be coming true in real life. A Complete Unknown was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Anora was super, like, well done and interesting. I think I'd be okay if Anora or The Brutalist wins.
Yeah, I would too. Yep.
Yeah? Are we agreeing to agree on this?
I think so. I mean, I enjoyed A Complete Unknown because it was completely unknown to me and I got a lot of
We learned so much
insight.
About Bob Dylan.
No, absolutely.
Oh, thank you for reminding me because we have the Dylan Hours here with Lisa Finney and she's doing a special Oscars edition with Bob Dylan.
Right.
So she plays Bob Dylan music every single week. So she's got a whole program she does every single year. So tune in to the Dylan Hours Sunday with Lisa Finney.
Yes.
She is on from 9 to 11. Okay, before we take off, do we play a Timothy Chalamet song or should I play one of my favorite Oscar-winning songs? We've already played Timothy in the past.
Okay, fine.
And he
we'll
is
do...
not nominated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll
By the way, this song won Best Original Song in 2003.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the lyrics and think about Oscar winners. Yeah. Look, if you had one shot, or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo.
It's Eminem, man. Eminem won the Oscar in 2003, and I think we end our fantastic Oscar show on this. Thank you, Jason Friday.
You're welcome. Thank
Where you. Will we be Sunday at 4 o'clock? Glued Woo! To those Oscars. Looking for our Oscar invites, everybody.
Please.
Maybe next year.
Please.
Until next time, my pretties. Make sure that if you get that one shot, you take it.
Boom.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. World is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These d- is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows. He's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold. Step right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying.